All right, welcome to January 8th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1815, Old Hickory gets victory at New Orleans. Yes, the War of 1812 was technically over. The Treaty of Ghent had just been signed, but Andrew Jackson, commander of the Southern forces, didn't check his Facebook page that day and didn't know that. Neither did the British, for that matter. The British decided that this last battle of the war to take America from the South would be through Louisiana and West Florida. 45 British barges docked at Bayou Bienvenue in Mississippi with 1,200 men and began a ground assault. They quickly captured the Villiers Plantation, but an American officer managed to escape to warn General Jackson. The two sides fought, and the British were able to hold the line at Rodriguez Canal, and Jackson's men had to disengage. As they prepared for battle, new commander Lieutenant General Sir Edward Pakenham was sent in to lead the British troops and planned to attack on both sides of the river. However, crossing the river was more difficult than he realized, and Jackson took charge on January 8th with a brutal attack. Pakenham continued to fight and tried to rally his troops through a losing battle, even though he had two horses shot out from underneath him. Pakenham would get killed on the battlefield. The battle only lasted a few hours. Andrew Old Hickory Jackson had taken sloppy American ragtags and turned them into a fighting force good enough to beat, once again, quite possibly the most powerful military force in that day. If one didn't know better, one might think that the British simply gave up. If one didn't know better, that is. 1992. President H.W. Bush blows chunks on the Japanese Prime Minister. On January 8, 1992, George H.W. Bush was attending a state event for 135 diplomats at Japan's head of state's home, finishing a 12-day trade-oriented trip through Asia. They played a little tennis, Bush lost the match, and quickly developed the 24-hour flu. That night, while being served a dinner of cold salmon with caviar, mushroom soup, medallions of beef with pepper sauce, and a bowl of ice cream for dessert, Bush turned and vomited in the Prime Minister's lap and passed out on the floor. Check, please. Of course it was caught on video. For weeks, the world of satire wouldn't let go of the footage of Bush tossing his cookies in Japan, where a new phrase was coined, Bushu Suru, which in English literally means to do the Bush thing. 1877. Crazy Horse fights his last battle. Crazy Horse, who fought with Sitting Bull in the Battle of Little Bighorn against the U.S. forces, finally came to realize the fight was getting pointless. His people were low on ammunition, as well as food, and the winter cold blizzard raged. On January 8, 1877, the U.S. Army, led by General Miles, caught up with Crazy Horse's camp in Montana and opened fire. Crazy Horse and his group were able to retreat and seek shelter, but realized he was fighting a losing battle. Finally, in sports news, 1962, Jack Nicklaus plays his first pro tournament. He finished in 50th place and won $3. 1993, Michael Jordan scores his 20,000th point in his 620th game. The only player to do so faster than that was Wilt Chamberlain. And that's it for January 8th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening.
I need you to repeat after me. When I say Michael, you say Jordan. Michael. Michael. When I say Michael.